Well, good morning.
Hi.
Like Andrew said, this isn't necessarily my comfort zone, but I appreciate you having me here. I am Megan Rush. I am the Family Ministries Director here at Columbia Grove, and I've had the privilege of speaking before. And when the Friendship Series came up this fall, I asked if, actually, that's a lie, I didn't ask to be a part of it. I asked if I wanted to speak, and I asked if I could preach on loyalty. Because for me, friendship is super, super important, and it's been very important my entire life. I grew up in a family of seven, two parents, five kids. I was number four out of five. And for me, I've been on my own since I was, off and on since I was 14. So friends have been my family growing up. And I've spent the majority of my holidays, spent the majority of weddings and funerals, and gone to other people's family reunions. And friendship and loyalty have been everything to me. Until about 10 years ago, though, I didn't really notice a difference between friendship and godly friendship. So you might wonder why I'm wearing this morning. and I've been told by someone else that it was making them nervous. So I have been practicing martial arts for about 20 years. I currently hold a black belt in Subakdo Mudokwon, which is a Korean martial art. And the thing I love about teaching and taking karate is that it's this safe environment to learn basically self-defense, defense techniques, just in case if ever a fight or a battle were to come, to be prepared. I teach four karate classes a week to kids between the ages in first grade to 10th grade, and I teach numerous self-defense classes. And I see that as a ministry. And the reason I see that is I want these kids to know that if anyone were to try to steal them off a playground, or if they were to get themselves in trouble, that they would have some technique, something to help get them out of trouble. To practice in a safe and trusting environment before that battle or that fight was to come. So I've asked our youth intern if you would come up just so I could show you a little bit about something. Because, of course, a youth intern is the one that you... One of my favorite parts of sparring, and I don't do it quite as much as I did when I was younger, but is sparring. And with sparring, it's kind of the same thing. I'm going to give you these just in case. So with sparring, what you're doing is you're practicing all the techniques you've learned in class. Your hand techniques, your foot techniques, and you're putting those together with another person. Again, in a safe environment. Now, I say Tristan because I was hoping Tristan Falk was going to come up with me too, but I say Preston because I trust Preston. I believe that we're not going to try to hurt each other. We'll see how it goes. All right. But what this does is it helps us go back and forth. We learn techniques, and we're practicing, like I said, for if a battle were to ever happen, that we would be prepared. But this is a safe environment. I'm pretty much guaranteed I'm not going to get hurt in this, nor is he. But in this relationship here, in our going back and forth, we get stronger, we grow in our techniques, and we get better. But there's other things too. For instance, there are, let's do something. What do you say? Okay, all right. Okay, so first we're going to come to attention. Okay, chariot. Okay, sungho kani kunrat. All right, that means bow to your honorable partner. Okay, we're going to respect one another, right? All right, so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to get in a fighting stance. Okay, all right. All right, and we're going to do a back fist. I like to teach three at a time. Okay, I'm hoping you don't fall off the stage, so come on this one. Okay, a back fist is like this. Okay, punch, and then kick. Okay, sorry, didn't mean to. Okay, all right, so go ahead, back fist. Okay, punch like this, sorry. Okay, and then kick. Okay, all right, so then I'm gonna come, you ready? Okay, are you gonna block? Okay, so go ahead, I'm gonna back fist. Just block it any which way you want to, okay? Okay, punch, and then kick. All right, just like that. Okay, ready, you go. Okay. All right, good, here we go. All right, that's... maybe I'm stretching it, but that reminds me of how our friendships are, our godly friendships. The reason, follow with me for a second. With our godly, loyal friends that we have in our lives, they help us practice for a battle that's pretty sure to come. There's a pretty good chance that something's going to go wrong in your life, and you're going to need other people giving you positive feedback, encouragement, and critique. The one thing I didn't show there is, for instance, if I go to back fist, this leaves my whole side open, and I might not notice it. But Preston, as we would spar, could say, hey, you know, every time you do this, you leave it open. You might make sure you block. And it's the same thing in our honest, loyal friendships. When we have someone in our life who is saying to us, hey, you know what? I'm going to keep you accountable on this. I noticed this in your life. Maybe that's something you need to work on. About 10 years ago, I decided to join a connection group here at Columbia Grove. And I've done this often, and I'm not sure how I haven't learned, but I, in great extrovert spirit, said, you know, I'm going to go to this connection group, and I'm going to help people connect, because I know a lot of people in this town, and I'm going to help them connect. And can't help but think that God was laughing, going, no, this is for you. From that connection group, four of us decided to start our own connection group, and we met weekly. We were all in the same season of life. We all had little kids, and other ones got added. And we were friends right off the bat. But it took years to really gain that loyal friendship between each other, that we knew that this was a safe place we could share. It was a safe place we could come, not just with our joys and our excitement, but also with our struggles, our honest struggles with each other. That atmosphere was safe. And it was a place that helped, I think, all of us really learn how to come to one another, to share, and to be ready if a battle was ever to come. And for me personally, God knew there was a battle coming, and he knew I was going to need this kind of friendship. When we turn to the Bible, if you have your Bibles today, or your phone, 1 Samuel is where we'll be looking at. And there's a very similar godly, loyal friendship in 1 Samuel that I love. And it's the friendship between Jonathan and David. This, too, was a friendship that God knew that David was going to be going through some battles, and he was going to need a godly, loyal friend. We see how Jonathan was King Saul's son. And Jonathan was a mighty warrior for God, and he loved him with all of his heart. David was a shepherd boy anointed by God. And in this opening scene, we're going to be looking at 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 4. And in this first time that David and Jonathan really connect is right after David had come up to the battle lines to bring his brother some dinner and heard a Philistine giant calling out his God. And he felt convicted that it was him that was called to go take care of it. In this opening scene, we see King Saul and David speaking, and I have to imagine that Jonathan could see David's heart for God in this conversation. 1 Samuel 1. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David and loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. Jonathan and David became one in spirit, and Jonathan loved him as himself. I think as a friend, that's a difficult thing sometimes. Sometimes we have pride. Sometimes we're busy. But putting ourselves aside for our friends is what godly, loyal friendship looks like. We see here, even through 1 Samuel 19, how Jonathan stayed loyal to David. David needed this friendship. His father, Saul, was very jealous of David and his popularity and was trying to kill him. And Jonathan stayed loyal to God first and then to David, regardless of what the circumstances were. And he also did something crazy in loyalty. He saw characteristics of a king in David, because Jonathan was up for that throne. And he put aside himself because he knew that David was the true king. When we look even in death, so Jonathan and Saul died. And when we look in 2 Samuel 9:7, we see a scene where David brings Jonathan's son to him. Any other king would have just gotten rid of the whole lineage. They wouldn't have anything to deal with, but still loyal to Jonathan, David brings Jonathan's son to dinner, and he says, "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather, Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Jonathan and David had this covenant friendship, and anyone can have a covenant friendship, but only the truly loyal keep that covenant. And we see that there. Loving someone as themselves, we also see that. Jesus said that too. Jesus said in Mark 12:30-31, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength first. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this." We are called to have this kind of loyal, godly friendship, that we put ourselves aside for our friends, that we love the Lord first and we love our neighbor as ourselves. And we prepare ourselves in our friendships for these battles that are to ensue together. And when we look at what a godly, loyal friendship looks like, what does it look like? The first one is not that, but that one could be. Okay. Nope. All right. All right. Godly, loyal friendship. First of all, puts God first. And God's will first. So these friends that you can turn to, these friends that you need in circumstances, that help you live life together, together you lift each other up and you put God first in his will, and not your own. The second thing godly friendship does, you get to share together. You can share your struggles, and it's okay. You can be honest with one another, whether that's temptations or struggles in your relationships, that you're honest and they know it. And it's okay. It's a safe atmosphere to do it in. And the third one, I feel like it's one of the strongest ones, is to be accountable to one another. We are called to be accountable. Like in sparring, you can't always see where you're left open. We need other people in our lives that are keeping us accountable. I have to imagine that if Jonathan was still alive, when David was peering over some decks looking at a naked woman, that Jonathan would have called him out on that. That he would have called him to turn his eyes to God. And the story could have been different. These loyal friendships, these godly loyal friendships, I'm pretty passionate about. Because in my own life, I've watched how God has worked. Like I said, 10 years ago, I didn't even know I needed godly, loyal friendships in my life. I had friends. I didn't know there was a difference. And I recognize now, looking back, that God did know I needed this. It was a time even in my life that I was praying for God's will in my life, something that I really hadn't even done before that. And he brought me these women. From that, God was preparing me for a battle that was to coming. About 5 years ago, my marriage hit what I hope was rock bottom. It was a pretty rough, hard time, and we didn't know if we even wanted to go on. And I had two voices to listen to. I had friends who were willing to say, girl, if you're not happy, maybe you need to do something else if you're not happy. And I have these godly, loyal women who were saying, no, we're going to lift you up to God. We're going to ask him what you should do. We're going to ask him to fix this situation. We're going to keep you accountable even in this situation. And they put themselves aside for me. Because this loyalty in friendship goes both ways. And sometimes there's a season in a life of your friends that you have to put yourself aside. They sacrificed time. They sacrificed watching my kids. They prayed continually for us. And my marriage is stronger than it ever could be today because of them. I know it. I know I wouldn't be on this stage today without them.
Thank God.
Yeah, amen. So I guess I would ask y'all, do you have this kind of friendship? When you think right now, is there someone that you could call right now and they would know? They would know what you're dealing with. They would know what you need. And first and foremost, they would lift you up in prayer and encourage you. Would they keep you accountable? And can you be completely honest with them in your life? And if the answer is yes, then praise God and thank them for them. We also see in 1 Samuel how Jonathan and David verbally, orally said this to one another, that they had a covenant of friendship together. And I would ask you to do the same, to thank them for that relationship and just let them know that, you know, even if you just have to do like you and me, right? If you don't have this kind of relationship, this kind of friendship, godly friendship, it's okay. Because honestly, I didn't even know I needed it either. But what I would ask is that you pray today for that. And that you would pray and ask God to even open your eyes and your heart for it. Because I have to imagine that there's some people out there right now thinking, I don't. I'm good. I got friends. I'm good. You need godly, loyal friends in your life. You need people who are lifting you up to God first, his will, and being honest with you. My marriage is stronger, my friendships are stronger, but my relationship with God is stronger. I grew in this time with these friends. And I know that you can too, and I know that God wants that for you. So I feel like the first step would be to pray, and the second to take a risk. Because I know there's plenty of you that have been hurt before, been backstabbed, maybe you don't have time. You do. And this kind of friendship, even though sometimes it's difficult, it's worth it. And you will grow because of it. And I can't help but think what happens in our communities when we do. Because what happens in our marriages? How many marriages have gotten off track because someone wasn't speaking life into their relationship? Who wasn't helping keeping them accountable? How many addictions have gotten out of control because there wasn't someone saying, can we talk about this? In our families, they grow because of this. Our community leaders, when they have somebody that they're turning to who is giving them godly, loving advice, our communities change. Our businesses change. And I know this sounds cliche, but it starts with you. And it just starts with a prayer, because that's where it started with me too. I needed these friendships for battle that I didn't even know what was coming. And I'm guessing there's probably going to be more, and I'm always going to need them. And I thank God for them every day. So as we turn now to a time of prayer, if you would pray with me today, would you challenge? I just challenge you, please. Even if it's a simple little prayer, God, I don't know if I need this, but would you pray anyway? And if you have that kind of loyal, godly friendship, would you thank them today? And just reassure them that you're there for them too. Would you pray with me? Lord, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to come. And Father, I specifically thank you for giving me these friends before a battle that I didn't know how to get through without. Lord, I know there's others, and I just pray that you would lift them up, that you would Thank you for blessing those with loyal, godly friends. But Lord, you come in with them too. Bring them a loyal friend that they can turn to, that they can rely on, and then they can see you through. Father, we pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.
We need each other, don't we? Because all of us are broken. All of us have areas of hurt and pain in our lives. All of us need encouragement. All of us. Whether we know it this morning or not, all of us need Jesus. I invite you to stand as we join together in a song that helps us remember what we all have in common.
We gather here.